Last week, Facebook hinted that it's expecting to pay between $3 and $5 billion in fines to the Federal Trade Commission, and that's for violating a privacy agreement it struck in 2011. But it's just the latest blow to the social media behemoth. Canada, Ireland, and as of last week, the New York Attorney General's office are all challenging Facebook on how it manages consumer privacy. For the latest, we turn to Issy Lapowski, senior writer at Wired. Issy, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Facebook is back in the news again. No surprises here. But really, $3 to $5 billion fine for Facebook. I mean, does that really make a dent in anything?
That's the big debate because, you know, Facebook made, I think, $15 billion in profits in the last quarter. This is a company that's just minting money. So what sort of fine could you really levy on it that would ever really make them feel the pain? At the same time, the current record holder is Google. They were fined $22.5 million. So if you look at the difference between those two fines, obviously the FTC, if indeed the fine is $3 billion, is making a pretty significant statement saying this is orders of magnitude more serious than the last fine. So you have to look at it in concert. Obviously, this is the record setter and will be for some time. At the same time, Facebook's scale is so unprecedented that doing anything to make them feel the pain is going to be a challenge.
And the Federal Trade Commission really doesn't have other policy levers here. Like, their lever, if you will, is to fine companies that step, you know, outside of the bounds for consumers. So really, this is, from what I understand, the only option they really do have, right?
Exactly. And remember that this is not them fining Facebook exclusively for the Cambridge Analytica issue. This is fining them for violating this 2011 consent decree. So the FTC only has the power to issue these consent decrees, and then if you cross them, then they can issue a fine. So this is sort of a two-step process for the FTC, sort of making good on this agreement that they set in 2011 with Facebook.
So remind us a little bit about what that consent decree in 2011 was, and also what are the conditions being placed on Facebook by the FTC going forward?
So Facebook had some changes that they made to their privacy settings prior to 2011, and the FTC said, presciently it turns out, that this is a violation of privacy. You're not being upfront about the ways that you have changed privacy for people. You're telling them, I can post something to Facebook with my friends only. But what that's not revealing to them is that all of my friends' apps are also getting access to some of my data. And so they said back in 2011, you need to change this. You need to proactively get consent from people. You can't be deceiving them about where their data is really going. Now, if Facebook had acted fast and changed things back then, they might not be in the situation they're in now. But we know from the Cambridge Analytica scandal that they did not change these things until 2015. And that is what FTC is going to make them pay for.
So, Issy, I was trying to, no connection to this story whatsoever. I was trying to work on my Facebook privacy settings over the weekend. I was confused. And maybe that's me just not understanding. But it feels like the more Facebook does to make this transparent, the more confusing it gets, because there were, you know, subscreens within drop-down menus within radio buttons, and I didn't at the end I said I don't know if I improve my privacy settings or not.
There's a whole lot to it. Facebook is a really complex business that has insinuated itself into our lives in so many different ways. There are so many different apps that have access. Advertisers have such different levels of access. So Facebook is trying to make it more proactive in the way that it's sharing this information. So it's not just hiding it in the terms and conditions. But as you found, it's a big process to go through that yourself.
Issy Lapowski is a senior reporter at Wired, and we're talking about the legal challenges to Facebook over privacy concerns. And one of the most recent, Issy, was from the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James. Tell us about her investigation.
So this investigation stems from a finding that Facebook was actually scraping the contact lists of 1.5 million users who entered their email address and password in order to verify themselves on Facebook. Now, prior to 2016, Facebook actually told people, hey, we're collecting your contact lists. They changed that wording, but they didn't change the underlying functionality. So it turned out if you signed up for a new Facebook account, they asked you to enter enter your email address. And then as a security precaution, they asked them to enter their passwords. And after they did that, they would get a pop-up screen that said importing contact lists. Well, Business Insider and a security researcher noted this, contacted Facebook, and Facebook said, yeah, actually, we should have fixed this. This was inadvertent. We shouldn't have been collecting these, but we were, and it relates to 1.5 million users. Now, what the New York Attorney General is going to be investigating is, okay, if they collected 1.5 million users' contact lists, how many contacts is that total? That could be, you know, if I have 100 contacts and you have 100 contacts, that could be hundreds of millions of contacts.
We also mentioned that Facebook is under scrutiny in Canada and are potentially facing a lawsuit there over privacy issues. Here's the Canadian Privacy Commissioner, Daniel Terrier.
The existing accountability requirement under the law is an important safeguard, but as we have so clearly seen in this case, it is not sufficient to protect Canadians from the practices of companies that do not behave responsibly.
What led up to this in Canada?
So this is very similar to what's happening in the U.S. with the FTC. Canada has stricter privacy laws than we have in the U.S. They actually mandate that all consumers have to give their consent to companies that are going to collect their data. And so the Canadian privacy regulators are looking at the exact same things that the FTC was, saying you changed all your privacy settings, but you didn't necessarily let people know. And Facebook is saying, well, it was in our terms. It was in our terms, but Canada is saying that is not informed consent. You were sharing people's data with their friends' app developers, and that is not something they ever would have anticipated just looking at Facebook on a day-to-day basis. The problem is, while Canada has these laws in place, they don't have enforcement authority. And so now the Canadian regulators have to go to the courts to fight Facebook on these measures. Facebook basically said, thanks for the advice. We'll take it, maybe, but they don't have any authority to enforce that. So now Canada has to go to the courts to fight Facebook on this.
What about Ireland? They're also looking into Facebook's practices. Where do they stand?
Ireland is the data privacy regulator for basically all of the European Union. So as Facebook has had these very bad years, the last couple of years, Ireland has undertaken a number of investigations. I believe they're on number 11 at this point. And the most recent one has to do with the fact that Facebook recently was found to be storing hundreds of millions of users' passwords in plain text. That means thousands of employees inside of Facebook could have seen your password, could have seen my password. And in the European Union, they have passed this data privacy regulation called GDPR. And so companies are required to notify the Irish data regulator about any potential breaches. And the Irish data regulator is now looking into that.
So all these investigations are happening around the world. Do these represent slaps on the wrist, or could there we actually see some change from Facebook? Because it seems like Facebook is, I mean, we've talked about this on the show, too big to regulate in some ways.
In some ways it is. And I think what we're seeing are two different types of issues. One is something that Facebook really does have control over, and that is how much meaningful authority it gives to its users over their own privacy. And I think they're getting better at that. They certainly can go farther. The other thing that we're seeing are crackdowns on data breaches. And Facebook has had a number of them over the last year. And that is something that, you know, every company is going to face. Facebook certainly has to take these issues seriously. And I think it's a good thing that regulators do have this stick in hand to penalize companies that make these big mistakes, because they are a big threat to our privacy. But these are two different issues, one of which Facebook has more control over how it behaves than the other.
Issy Lapowski, staff writer for Wired, always with fantastic information. Issy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.